Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Hey, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis, the two dots, Ze Oymer Shalavoysai, Veze Oymer Shalavoysai. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzor V'ashiv. So, yesterday's daf, the second part, before the Rei, discussed a story regarding a Sfina Shebenar that two people were fighting over. And what emerged was that the way that the Dayanim viewed this Shiloh was that whoever is the Olim, he will be the Gavar. Meaning, let the mightier of these two people win, let him prevail. And whoever it is that's stronger, ultimately will get this Sfina Shebenahar. What's known in Yeshiva as called the Olam Gavar. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with the Iker Halacha of called the Olam Gavar. Says the Gemara, Zeh Oymer Shalavoysai, Vizeh Oymer Shalavoysai. Two people are fighting over a piece of property. Or, like the Rashbam says, maybe they're fighting over a Sfina Shebenar. Either way, Ruvain says that this karka belonged to my Zedis, and Shimon said, no, it belonged to my Zedis. Amar Rav Nachman said, the great Rav Nachman, who is the guru, when it comes to all things Choshe Mishpat, said, "Kol the Olam Gavar," that the way to resolve this dispute is that whoever is Olam, whoever is stronger, he's the one that's ultimately going to get this property. Rashbam says, what does it mean, Olam? Bein berayos, bein bekayach. If one person can bring better rayos, he'll get it. If one person is stronger, he'll get it. The point is, kol the olam gavar. Now, just to be clear, when the Rashbam says that if you're able to bring better rayas, you're going to get it based on the din of kol the olam gavar, doesn't, if you bring better rayas, it mean that it's yours? So that if it's yours, then it's not kol the olam gavar. Meaning, if you have better rayas, so that's a raya by definition, that it's yours. The teretz is that what it means is that even if you can't bring Eidim, and even if you can't bring the type of raya that you would need in the world of Chosha Mishpat, the type of raya that would qualify as a hamoitze mechaveri, all of ha quote-unquote raya. If your raya is far better than my raya in the world of being machriya, who's the one that should end up getting it? That's the person that's going to get it. But it doesn't matter if these two people fight it out in the white-collar way, berayas, or if they fight it out in the blue-collar way, bekayach. Regardless, bein berayas, bein bekayach, Rav Nachman paskind, kol the olim gavar, says the Gemara, umayshna, why is this different? Mishnei shtaris ha-yoytzim b'yay mechad. From the following case, there were two shtaris that were yoytzim b'yay mechad. So the Rashbam tells us the story. There was a field that belonged to Reuven. Reuven wrote a shtar matana that he's giving the field to Shimon. He also wrote a shtar matana that he's giving the field to Levi. Vishneim b'yoy mechad. And both of these shtaris were dated, and they were dated literally on the same day. So two people walk into Bezin that have a shtar that says that Reuven gave his field as a gift to them. Shimon has it, and Levi has it. Now, it can't be Shimon's and Levi's. It has to be one of the two. The question is, who are you supposed to give it to? The Rav Amar, Rav said, Yachloiku. The halacha is that, being that each person has an equal claim to it, Yachloiku, we take the field, we split it in half, Shimon gets half of it, and Levi gets half of it. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Shuda Dedaini. What we do is not Yachloiku, but rather Shuda Dedaini. Now, what exactly does Shuda Dedaini mean? So, on Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, it's a machloikis between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. In different places in Shas, it's a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam says, Shuda Dedaini, Lo Oysoi Sheyehei Noita Lev HaDayonim, Shohoya HaNoisin Oy Havoy Oy Kroivo Yoyser. The Dayonim are supposed to try to figure out who did Reuven probably really want to give this field to. Meaning, if one of them is his relative, or one of them we know is his good friend, so then it's mistaber that that's probably the person he wanted to give it to, and that's the one that gets it. So Shuda Dedaini means that Bezdin tries to the best of their ability to figure out who is likely the one that really is the recipient of this gift. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says, Niru l'Rabbeinu Tam, l'misha yirtza hadayin liten. That really, shuda d'dayini means not that Beis Din has to try to figure out who probably did Reuven want to give the field to, but rather Beis Din has a right to give the field to whoever they want to give it to. It's Beis Din's right. It's at their discretion. If they want the field to go to Shimon, for whatever cheshbon they have, they can give it to Shimon. If they want to give it to Levi, they can give it to Levi. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, V'loi k'moy shapir shakuntres. Not like the Rashbam says here and Rashi says elsewhere, that Beis Din's supposed to try to figure out who the Noisein HaMatana really wanted to give it to. But the bottom line is, it's machloikis Rishonim, what Shuda D'dayini means. And coming back to our Gemara, it's a machlokes ha-meiraim, what the halacha is regarding Shnei Shtoris, Hayotzen B'yoyim Echad. Rav said Yachloiku, and Shmuel said Shuda D'dayini. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why is it that Rav Nachman Paskin, Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisoy, Vezeh Oymesh Ala Voisoy, called the Olam Gavar, and why is it by Shnei Shtoris, Hayotzen B'yoyim Echad, that there the halacha is other Yachloiku, other Shuda D'dayini? Would seem at first glance that the two cases are very, very similar. It's both questions of Sofik Mamin where we don't know how to give Zechanetza. Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai Vezeh Oymesh Ala Voisai. I don't know. Shnei Shtoris Hayoytzim B'yayim Echad. I don't know. So why is it that over here the halacha is called the Olam Gavar and over there the halacha is Oder Yachloiku, Oder Shuda D'dayini. Now the truth is, in yesterday's daf we spoke out in the raid, the big Tosfos that's here on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that's also in Bava Metzia Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosfos discussed why is it that Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai Vezeh Oymesh Ala Voisai is called Olam Gavar, where Shnayim Oichsem Betalis Zeh Oymer Ani Mitzasiya Vezeh Oymer Ani Mitzasiya Zeh Oymer Kula Shali Vezeh Oymer Kula Shali Da'aloch is Yachloiku B'Shvua. So Tosfos already began comparing and contrasting the psak halacha of Kol D'Olam Gavar with other psakim that you find in Chas when it comes to a Safik Mam. Tosfos said Oichsen Shaini, but here the Gemara itself is trying to figure out what's the difference between Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai and Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai and Shnei Shtoris Hayoytzen B'Yoyim Echad. And the Gemara says, Hasam, the chilek is as follows. Over there, by Shnei Shtoris Hayoytzen B'Yoyim Echad, Leko Lemekum Ala Demilsa. It's going to be impossible for anyone to figure out for real who it is that really was supposed to be the recipient of this field. And the reason is because both people have a shtar, and the assumption is that there was kiyum shtaris, and as a result, they both have a real bona fide shtar. And being that each person has a real bona fide shtar, it's over there that we say yachloiku, and it's over there that we say shudid d'dayini. Hocha, however, as it relates to the two people fighting over a piece of property, zeh oymesh ala voisai, vezeh oymesh ala voisai, ikkele mekem ala demilsa. It's possible that at some point, we are going to figure out who's telling the truth, and who really is the rightful owner. Meaning right now, two people are fighting over this property because right now, we don't know whose it is. Right now, nobody delivered Eidim, nobody has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, nobody has a Shtar, but that doesn't mean that at some point in the future, that's not going to change. So says the Gemara, you want to know the difference? The nuance that distinguishes Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai and Shnei Shtoris Hayoytzen B'Yoyim Echad, which underpins why the Psak Halacha is so different. By Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai and Zeh Oymesh Ala Voisai, Ikul Mekem Ala Demilsa. It's possible that at some point the situation is going to change, as opposed to, as it relates to Shnei Shtoris Hayoytzen B'Yoyim Echad, over there it's impossible that the situation is going to change. There's no way to ever be Mevarer Hadim in me, and it's for that reason over there the halacha is, according to Rav Yachloiku, and according to Shmuel Shuda D'Dayini. So the Gemara delineates the distinction between the two cases, but the Gemara doesn't explain it. So the Rashbam, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, does explain it, and he explains it in a rather the lengthy way. And the Rashbam says as follows. The Rashbam says that Yachloiku and Shuda D'dayini is a psak, right? They're issuing a psak din right now. So Beis Din will issue a psak if they feel that this psak is probably going to stand. So if they say Yachloiku, it's probably going to be Yachloiku at Bias Goyal Tzedek. If they say Shuda D'dayini, okay, so whatever Shuda D'dayini means, that's going to be the psak. It's not going to change because what information really can come about that will change it. As opposed to Zeh Oymeshal Avoysai, Vezeh Oymeshal Avoysai, over here, Beis Din is hesitant to paskin. The reason they're hesitant to paskin is because we're going to say Achloiku, we're going to issue a psak, and then what's going to happen? One person's going to bring Edom that really it belonged to him, and he's going to take it, which is going to unwind Beis Din's psak. We're going to say Shudah Dadaini, and we're going to give it to the wrong guy. Beis Din doesn't want to do that. So you know what Beis Din does instead? Beis Din says, we're recusing ourselves. We're not going to paskin. Beis Din says, call the Olam Gavra. Let you two guys kill each other and figure it out. Now, if at some point later somebody's able to bring Edim, someone's able to have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, somebody has a Shtar, then we'll deal with it. But the point is like this, where it's Lekka Lemekim Alada Milsa, where they don't think anything later is going to be delivered and presented to the courts to maybe change the halacha, their Beis Din is willing to come up with some sort of pshara. According to Rav Yachloiku and according to Shmuel Shudah Dadaini. If, however, Beis Din's concerned that after they come up with their compromise, maybe a piece of information is going to be presented that will force them now to revisit the psak that they already issued, that's a disincentive to Beis Din to ever issue a psak. So what do they say? We're not paskening. What are we doing instead? What we're going to do is we're going to leave it up to you guys to figure it out. What we're going to say is called the Olam Gava. It's hard not to feel that maybe this is a little bit Rav Nachman L'Shitasoi, who in some of the earlier daf in the Cheskes Abatim was very worried about Zilusa de Beidino. So there's this idea that Beis Din doesn't want to issue a psak and then have to unwind their psak. It just doesn't make them look very good. So Zok Rav Nachman called Olam Gavar over here and not Yachloiku and not Shudah Dadaini, because I'm afraid that if Beis Din's going to say Yachloiku Shudah Dadaini, later someone's going to bring Edim, and as a result, he's going to end up being the rightful owner. It's just going to make Beis Din look bad. Here, it makes sense for Beis Din to get involved. So, just to say this, it sounds like really Yachloiku and Shudah Dadaini is just a more civil way of going about this, right? Kol Dolim Gavar sounds like the Wild West. So, for sure, Yachloiku and Shudah Dadaini makes more sense, which is part of the oomph of the Gemara's Kasha. There's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is Yachloiku, or the Eitzah should be Shudah Dadaini. The Gemara's Teretz is, that's true, but Beis Din Dafka doesn't want to get involved over here. You're right. If Beis Din felt that it's never going to lead to a Zilusa de Beidina, they would issue a psak. The problem is, over here, that concern that they're going to have to unwind it, and it's for that reason they said Kol Dolim Gavar, and they did not say Shudah Dadaini. We're going to get back to this point. Either way, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, I have another kashan, Rav Nachman. Why did Rav Nachman Paskin call the Olam Gavar? Why is it different than the psak that we find in another Mishnah that discusses laws related to a Safik Mammon? And in the world of Safik Mammon, this might be the Mishnah with the Hey Hayadiyah. Possibly the most famous. So Reuven had a parah and Shimon had a chamar. And they decided that they're going to swap animals. I'll give you my parah, you give me your chamar. Either way, when the Baal HaChamar went to pick up his parah, what he saw was Vialda. This parah had given birth to a baby. And a question emerged. The question was, when did the parah give birth to the baby? Did it happen before the chalipin or did it happen after the chalipin? Now, if it happened before the chalipin, it belongs to the meicher. It belongs to the person that originally had the parah. If it happened after the chalipin, so then the baby was noilat in the reshus of the Baal HaChamar. It belongs to the lekev. Chayin, a similar case, a meicher shifcha sev yod. If somebody sells a shif, Vialda and the Shifcha gave birth to a baby. And here too, there was a question. Was the baby born before the Mechira? And as a result, it belongs to the Mechira. Or was the baby born after the Mechira? As a result, it belongs to the Lekev. So the Mishnah says, Zoyim actually Mechart the Yolda. Zoyim Mishalakach the Yolda. In both of these cases, the Mechira said that the baby was born, whether it's the Para, whether it's the Shifcha, before the Mechira. Vezeh Oymet Olikeach says, no, how do you know? Maybe it was Mishal Okachti. What's the halacha? Yachloiku. So, Freik the Gemara, I don't know. Here you have another situation where there's a Safik Mammon, and the halacha is Yachloiku. So why did Rav Nachman say, Zeh Oymet Shal HaVoysa, Vezeh Oymet Shal HaVoysa, called the Olam Gavar, Maishna from Amachlev, Parah V'Chamar, where the halacha is Yachloiku. So two things. First of all, the Rashbam says that in lieu of the previous Gemara, you have to say that Hamachlev Parah V'Chamar is a situation where it's Ikka L'Meikam Alada Milsa, where it is possible that at some point we're going to find out what exactly happened. Because if it's impossible at any point in the future to find out what exactly happened, then why are we asking this kasha again? We already established that when did Rav Nachman say, call the Olam Gavar, when it's Ikal and Mekam Alad Milsa, where it's Lekal and Mekam Alad Milsa and a Chinami? Rav Nachman would never say, call the Olam Gavar. Why would you just leave it to the two guys to kill each other? You'd come up with some sort of psak, be it Yachloiku, be it Shuda Dedaini, but Rav Nachman only said his halacha where it's Ikal and Mekam Alad Milsa in the spirit of Zilusa de Beidina. So what's the Gemara's kasha from a machle parva chamor? So the Rashbam reads, you have to say a machle parva chamor is also ikal mekam alad milsa. Meaning as much as a machle parva chamor goes down as the ultimate suffix, but that's only kolkama. Nobody stepped forward and gave us any additional information. You never know. It could be there were two edim, and even if they weren't present, they were looking with binoculars from the distance that maybe know exactly what happened. It's always possible that we will be able to figure it out. And because it's possible that we will be able to figure it out, and still you see Yachloiku, Frank the Gemara Akasha. So why is it then that the halacha is Yachloiku and Rav Nachman said, by Zeh Oymashal Avoysai, Vezeh Oymashal Avoysai, called the Olam Gavar. The second ha'ara that I think is worth mentioning is Toisfis Kasha, it's the bottom Toisfis on the Yomid, where Toisfis mutches a little bit that everybody knows that Hamach Lepar V'chamar, V'yoldo, V'chin Amoychash V'chase V'yoldo, when the Mishnah says Yachloiku, the Gemara says Zu Divrei Sumchis. That's really the opinion of Sumchis. Aval Chachom Moimrim Zeh Klal Godol Bedin, Hamoitzi Mecha Veirai, Olav Harayo. So Toisfis mutches a little bit that the Gemara is asking from a Mishnah, which is Divrei Sumchis, what happened to the sheet of the Chachamim of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya? Why are you asking from Sumchis? Why are you not acknowledging the fact that I don't even know if Talach is like Sumchis? Talach might be like the Chachamim, and if Talach is like the Chachamim, so really this Mishnah is Shalei Alibi de Hilchasa, and if the Mishnah is Shalei Alibi de Hilchasa, so what do you want from Nachman's life? You're asking a kasha from a Mishnah that we don't pass into? So Toisfis is Muscharishan is, I don't know, it sounds a little bit like from this Gemara's kasha that we pass in like Sumchis, that Momen Amut Besafik is Chokin, but Toisfis has an Arichas, Dvar Matikin, that Avada Nat, and Ayin Shom, why, despite the fact that the Gemara is asking from Sumchis and not the Chachamim, don't bring a raya from here. Ein lo hichiach mikan da lochik es Sumchis, says Toisfis, and it's really based on the Gemara over there above the Mitzia, the ein kan amokim laharach. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara's kasha. Why is it that Rav Nachman said, called the Olam Gavar, why is it different than a machle par of a chamar? And over there, it's also ikam lemekam alod and milsa, so you see that even when we may be able to figure it out later, still Bezdin is not just going to literally throw it up into the wind and say, let the oilam figure it out. No, they're going to issue a psak. Yachloiku. So if they said Yachloiku, so why over here did Rav Nachman say, call the Olam Gavar? Incidentally, Toisfit, the Rashbam, asks another kasha, and that is it, that why is it by a machle parva chamar that everybody holds yachloiku, that's what the Mishnah says, and yet by shnei shtaris hayoytzim b'yoy mechad, so there was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav Taka said yachloiku and Shmuel said shuda d'daini. Right, it sounds like shnei shtaris hayoytzim b'yoy mechad, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is when you have a suffix and you can't give zechan etza. Rav says, cut the baby in half, Shmuel says, shuda d'daini. Right, that's what it sounds like. Machle parva chamar teichiach. Over there, the halach is yachloiku, and over there, you don't say shuda the daini. So the Rashbam says a gishmak eteris. Rashbam says lishi tosi that I hold that the way shuda the daini works is lo oisoi she yehi noita leva dayonim shahoya hanoisen oihava yoikreva yoiser the vade lahu gomer vaakni lo yitnu asakarka. According to the way the Rashbam understood shuda the daini, that Bezdin has to try to figure out who this person probably wanted to give it to, says the Rashbam. It's pasha why there's no shuda the daini in a machle parva chamar. Because over there, there's no lemi hoya lev hanoisein. It's pasha shaila. Was the baby born at, you know, 2:59 or was it born at 3:01? Right? That's the question. The closing was at 3 o'clock. Did it happen a minute earlier or did it happen a minute after? So in his shuda the daini, there's no mocking. In Rabbeinu Tam's shuda the daini, you would have to find for it. Because shuda the daini, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Bezdin can do whatever they want. Okay, here too, Bezdin should be able to do whatever they want. But that's another gishmak akasha that you have here in the sugyo, and that is that in a machle parva chamar gufa, why is it yachloiku? If Shmuel feels that in a safik moment the appropriate thing to do is say shuda d'daini, how come you wouldn't say shuda d'daini? But again, the kasha is machle parva chamar yachloiku. How does it shim with Rav Nachman who said that Zeh Mishal Avoysnei Vezeh Mishal Avoysnei called the Olam Gavar? And the Gemara answers what it always answers when the Gemara shtelts to a machle parva chamar or any one of the Sumchis and the Chachamim cases to another type of Safik Mamon, and that is Hasam over there. In the case of Amach Lepar V'Chamar, the Safik is a unique Safik. How so? Lahai Islei Dorer de Mamoina, u Lahahu Islei Dorer de Mamoina. Both parties have a Dorer de Mamoina. Hacha, however, over here, Idamar Loidamar, Idamar Loidamar, over here, they both don't have a Dorer de Mamoina. What makes Amach Lepar V'Chamar unique, and the reason you have Sumchis over there of Mamon Amut of a Safik Chalkin, it's because Lahai Islei Dor de Mamoina, Lahai Islei Dor de Mamoina. That is not true by Zeh Mishal Avoisai, Zeh Mishal Avoisai, and it's for that reason it's nit kein Zustal. The question is, what does Dor de Mamoina mean? So the Rashbam over here in Bava Basra, so when you learn Bava Basra, the Rashbam is the Ikir Pshat, says that Dor de Mamoina means Miloshin Zika. Each person has a Shaychis to it. The Balachamar and the Balapara. The Balapara had a Shaychis to the baby because the Balapara owned the para 5 minutes ago. The Balachamar has a Shaychis to it because he just purchased it. So each one has a Vadai Shaychis. Being that each one has a Vadai Shaychis, over there you say Achloiku, as opposed to Zeh Imeshal Avoisai, Vizeh Imeshal Avoisai, I don't know whose it is, Lav Dafki, each one has a Vadai Shaychis. Meaning, in the case of a Machla Parva Chamar, even the person that's wrong is on some level right. Even the person that's wrong has a shaychis to it. Each one has a dror de mamayna, each one has a schus, each one gets a chelik of it. As opposed to Zemeshalavaisai, where only one person has a dror de mamayna, the real person, but the fake person doesn't. We don't know who is the real, who's the right, but over here you don't say yachloiku, over here you say kol dolam gamar. If each one has a vadai shaychis to it, each one gets a vadai chelik in it. Hence Yachloiku. As opposed to Zeh Mishal Avoisai, Zeh Mishal Avoisai. Toisfis over here argues, top Toisfis on Lamed Hamed Beis, Toisfis says here, what Toisfis says throughout Shas, that Dror de Mamoina means Sofik Belita Noiseim. And really what makes the case of Machlopar V'Chamar and Shoshanak V'Chzapar and all the cases of Sumchis the Chacham unique is that over there the Sofik is a suffix without their tainus. Meaning, Zeh Mishal Avoisai, Zeh Mishal Avoisai, why do you have a suffix? You have a suffix because two people are fighting. The suffix is machmas tanoiseim. Over here, there's a real objective suffix. We know there was a transaction, and we don't know when the baby was born. Just because he says this and he says that is not the reason we have a suffix. We would have a suffix even if they didn't tie to anything. A suffix belit tanoiseim is a different metzius of a suffix than a suffix machmas tanoiseim, and the sugi of sumchas and the chachamim is in effect when you have this type of suffix. When you have a suffix machmas tanoiseim, dear Rav Nachman held, the appropriate thing to do would be to say kol dolam gavar. Now, in terms of the oimik, the depth of appreciating the difference between suffix with Taneseim, suffix belit Taneseim, so this ties into a lot of the raid that we've been speaking about recently, Kovit Shiurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Tes, Ayin Shom, Vadvar, Matikim, but the bottom line is, that's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi, incidentally, in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Beis, has a third pshat in Drora de Mamoina. Rashi says, Drora de Mamoina means Chisar and Kiss, Ayin Shom. Either way, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amri Nahardoi. In the Hardoi, they said the following. What would be? Going back to Rav Nachman's case. Zeh oimeshal avoisai, v'zeh oimeshal avoisai. So what's the halacha? Kol da'olam gavar. What would be if a third person comes and enters the ring? And he says that, I'm taking it. Meaning, he didn't say shal avoisai, he didn't say not shal avoisai. But he sees two people, literally, beating each other up. And he felt that this was a good opportunity. So v'imbo echol menashok, v'hichsik bo. What would be if a third person comes, Levi, and he's machzik in this property. Ein moitzi en oisem yodoy. The halacha is, we would not take it away from him. He would be allowed to keep it. So Hardoi is saying a big time chiddush. They're saying, in a situation of zeh oimeshal avoisai, v'zeh oimeshal avoisai, no one's machzik in it. They're both fighting. We don't know whose it is. So a third person who doesn't even say shal avoisai can go ahead and he can be machzik in it. Said Nardoi, what's my makar? A braisa. The Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught the following braisa. Gazlin shal rabim lav shmei gazlin. Now, if you look at those words in a vacuum without any context, it's come again. Gazlin shal rabim lav shmei gazlin. If you steal from a yachid, you're a gazlin. But if you steal from shutfim, from a rabim, now we'll have to define rabim. Then all of a sudden, you're not a gazlin. How you talking? You can't even say such a thing. So said Nahardoi, you know what Reb Chiya meant in his brice? He meant this case. Gazlin shal rabim meant where two people are fighting over something. Zeh imeshali vezeh imeshali. You, if go now and you chap it, lav shmei gazlin, Beis Din doesn't have a right to take it away from you. Because being that they don't really know whose it is, and the two people that are claiming that it's theirs are fighting over it, so we don't really know whose it is. So if you want to take it, you can take it. Rav Ashi heard this, he said, no, what are you talking about? A third person wants to go ahead and take it, he would not be able to take it. What then did Rav Chiya mean in his braisa when he said, Gazlan Sharab and Lav Shmei Gazlan? He meant a completely different halacha, which is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, by the way, where if somebody steals from a rabbin, it's Lav Shmei Gazlan, he can't go about his dine hashava in the typical conventional way, because he's not going to know who to return it to. Right, if Reuven steals from Shimon, he has a mitzvah, v'heishav es lakzeh l'asher gazal. It's a Lav Shnei Teklase, he gets kapara. If he does that, he's mesakin the chet when he does that. He could do it because he knows who to give it to. As opposed to if somebody steals from a whole bunch of people and he doesn't really know who he stole it from, so how's he going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashava? He could do community service like the Gemara says later. We'll get to that. But the bottom line is, it means a completely different halacha, said Rav Ashi. It's not talking about a situation of kol dalam gavar. And when we say lav shmei gazlin, it doesn't mean you're not a gazlin. It doesn't mean that we're not going to take it away from you. What it means is that you can't go about your day the way a regular gazlin would, in the sense that really it's loy nitein liyishavin. Now the truth is, these last few lines that we just learned, the machloikis Nardoi and Rav Ashi, is really a dover ha'imid beruma shalaylam. We're not going to go into it, but just to bring out a little bit what's happening over here, we have a machloikis where zayim shalavoysei v'zayim shalavoysei. Each person is tining bari that it belongs to me, and while they're fighting it out, a third person, who's not Tainik Shalavoisai, came along, and he said that, you know what, I'm taking it. And the machloikis was, Moitzi Enoise Miyadei, Ein Moitzi Enoise Miyadei. Nardoi said, Ein Moitzi Enoise Miyadei. Rav Ashi said, Moitzi Enoise Miyadei. Now, the truth is like this. If you would ask the man on the street, who should be right? Should Nardoi be right? Or should Rav Ashi be right? I think he would probably say that Rav Ashi sounds like he should be in the right. Meaning, you're a third person, you have no shaykhis to this at all, you went ahead and you decided you're going to take it, with for sure taking it away from you. Now we're going to figure out, should we give it to Reuven or should we give it to Shimon? But Levi mandachar shmei. Where does Levi get involved? Meaning, for sure we should be moitzi enoise miyadei. Nahardoi, aleim lohavi araya, why ain't moitzi enoise miyadei? Why we would leave it by him? But the Lomdin actually see it just the opposite. The Lomdin taina that in Svara, Nardoi should be right. And really, Rav Ashi is the one that's all of Lahavi Araya, and he has to explain his position. And the reason is, because what schus really do Reuven and Shimon have in this piece of property? Reuven's tining it's his, and Shimon's tining is his. Okay, so your tining it's yours, Asher Alke. You have a raya that it's yours? Obviously not. Because if you had a raya that it was yours, you would get it. The teretz is, you can't prove it's yours, and you can't prove it's yours. So mechetesi, I can't go ahead now and take it. What do you have over me? A taina. Okay, so what? What's a taina? A taina is worth as much as you can support it. And if you can't support the taina, then the taina really should be worthless. So if that's the case, what's Pashup Shana Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi says that if two people are fighting, he has no Eidim Shalavoisai, right? Just to appreciate the case. And he has no Eidim Shalavoisai. And then a third person comes and he says, you know what? I'm taking it. Oh, you get out of here. You're not getting it. The Shaila is what we're going to do with this. Call Dolum Gavar. But you for sure are not going to be the one to keep it. Mechatesi. To the extent that you don't have a Raya and you don't have a Raya. So who said, I can now Mishzacharayin and I can't get it? What's the lumdus? So the marumakim to this is the nesivus. The nesivus is in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. It's Siv Kontes. And the nesivus says that it's muchach from here that the two people that are saying shalav voisai have some koyach. They have some maila in this argument. And the reason must be because they're tining bari shalav voisai. As opposed to this other person who's not tining anything. And because he's not tining anything, the ones that are tining have a milah over the one that is not tiny. Thus haste, we know there's a sugi in Shas of Bari Vashema, right? Bari Vashema Bari Adif, Bari Vashema Lav Bari Adif. Now the truth is that sugi of Bari Vashema Bari Adif, Lav Bari Adif, is a usually in a very unique context. And that is, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, maybe, I don't know, I'm a little sloppy when it comes to my finances. I don't remember who I borrowed money from. Could be, ich weiß nicht. So it's a machlokes amayirah, and bari v'shem a bari yadif, and the malva can schlep out $100 from the loiva, or bari v'shem a la bari yadif, and the malva can't schlep out $100 from the loiva. There, the shaila is where the bari v'shem is going up against a muchsik. He's trying to be moitzi mamin. So we know when it comes to being moitzi mamin, zeh klal gadol b'din, a moitzi mechaveri all of a raya. So the question is, bari v'shem a bari yadif is like a raya to be moitzi mamin, or it's not a raya to be able to be moitzi mamin? It's only a question because you're going up against a muchzik and you need raya in order to be able to get it. However, it could be everybody holds that be'etzim there's a maila to being a bari. So that if I'm a bari and you're not a bari, and the question is, do I have a schus in it or do you have a schus in it, and there's no muchzik, then for sure it's going to go to the bari. So Zokti Nesivis, that's Pshayna Ravashi. Ravashi holds that the two people that are tining Shal Avoysai, they're barily that it's Avoysai. The third guy doesn't have a koyach of bari. Bari v'shemo, bari v'lav bari, bari yodif. I feel bari v'shemo, l'halocha l'av bari yodif. Yeah, that's when it's coming to be moitzi from a muchzik. But over here, you're not coming to be moitzi from a muchzik. So the reason Ravashi held that these two chevra are going to each have a milo, and they're going to end up being the ones that are going to get it, and for sure not the third one. What do they have over the third one? The taina of Zayim Shal Avoysai. But you hear the chiddush? A taina of Zayim Shal Avoysai in and of itself is something of value. And as a result, we look at these two chevra that are saying Shal Avoysai as for sure being ke'ilu the muchsakim on this inyan. So that this other person that goes now and he chaps it, you're taking it from someone that has a milo over you, you're for sure out of the picture. They're the ones that are going to get it. But either way, just before we go weiter, and really we return to the real fleshiga cheskas gimel shanim, so gives just one ha'ara. And that is that the Gemara began with Rav Nachman's halacha. Zeh oimer shel avoysai, v'zeh oimer shel avoysai, omer Rav Nachman, kol the olam gavar, which really began at the end of yesterday's daf, ahu harba, davi mitzvah alo beitrei, hayomer didi, v'hayomer didi, where it was mavur that the halacha was kol the olam gavar. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer, in Chedush Chassam Sofer al Hashas, right here, he asks that the Gemara sounded like it went a little out of order, right? The Gemara at the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, after it finished with Naskid Rababa and Amud Aleph, so it told the story about a ship that two people were fighting over, and one of the two chever went over to Bezin and said, would you please hold on to this ship until I bring a raya? And the shayla was tafsinon or late tafsinon, which the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara is tali and whether mafkinon or loy mafkinon, right? That was literally the entire Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now, the whole story was really predicated on the fact that the halacha of Ahu Arba Davin Mintzu Allah Beitrei would be called the Olam Gavar. But what's interesting is the Gemara never prefaced the story with the halacha of called the Olam Gavar. In fact, the next Gemara after the two dots, Zeh Oy Meshal Avoysnai Vezeh Oy Meshal Avoysai, Amir Rav Nachman called the Olam Gavar. So the Chassam Sofer says, isn't the Gemara like out of order? Really, it should have said, Zeh Oy Meshal Avoysai Vezeh Oy Meshal Avoysai, Amir Rav Nachman called the Olam Gavar. And then the Gemara should tell the story. Ahu Arba Dabim Mintza Allah Betray. Right, sometimes the Gemara will bring a halach and tell a story. Sometimes the Gemara will ask, my solicitor, here it's Riktaveg. You tell the story and then you tell me the halacha. Ahu Arba, you're supposed to know already, called the Olam Gavar, which the Rashbam speaks out 10 times in order to be able to be mefarish the Gemara. But why out of order? Shouldn't the sugya have began, Zeh Oim Shal Avoysai, Vezeh Oim Shal Avoysai, Om Rav Nachman called the Olam Gavar, which was today's daf, and then afterwards we should have had Ahu Arba Davim Mitzvah Allah Betray. I'm Bechsam Soifer. He brings a few different pshat mahalchim in order to explain this. But the bottom line is, Rav Nachman said, "Zeh Mishal Avoysai, Zeh Mishal Avoysai." The halach is called Olam Gavar. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "May Shnom Mishnei Shtaros Yoytzim Bein Mechad." The Rav said, "Yachloik Yishmul Said Shudah Dedaini." And the Gemara said, "Hasam Lekel Lamekam Allah the Milsa, Hacha Ikel Lamekam Allah the Milsa." And the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara, "Hasam Lekel Lamekam Allah the Milsa," we don't think anything's ever going to change. We think that all the information we have now is all the information we're going to ever have. As a result, Bezdin gets involved. They roll up their sleeves. Rav holds, they say, Yachloiku, Shmuel holds, they say, Shudu Dedaini. As opposed to Zayim Shal Avoysai, Zayim Shal Avoysai, Bezdin thinks that it's very, very possible that in a month from now, they're going to have more information. So what? We're going to paskin now? Be it Yachloiku, be it Shudu Dedaini, and then we're going to find out that we got the psak wrong. We're not paskining. We're recusing ourselves. What do we say? we say Kol Da'olam Gavar. Because essentially, Kol Da'olam Gavar is let you guys figure it out. Later, if we get more information, then we're going to get involved. We said maybe this has a little bit with Rav Nachman L'Shitasai, who was very worried about Zilus of the Beidina and some of the previous sugyas. But this is the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan in Kovitch Yurim says that it would seem that this Pirish of the Rashbam is really Toli Ba'ashle Ravervi, to use a Cheskas Abatim term. That is, that in a case of Kol Da'olam Gavar, what happens if Ruvain is the Olam? Ruvain literally punches Shimon in the nose and he walks off with this piece of property, he's living there. Then next day, Shimon shows up with some of his closest friends, and he figures out a way, b'koyach, to get Ruvain, Hamevin Yavin, off the piece of property. Is Shimon going to get it now? Yesterday, Ruvain was the Olam. Today, Shimon's the Olam. What happens if Ruvain goes back on the next day, and he figures out a way to throw Shimon off the piece of property? We're just going to fight this out? Lo'ilam v'ad, I'd be as gold tzedek. How exactly does Kol Da'olam Gavar work? Is it something that's endless? So Tosfos in the sugya of Takfukai in Bava Metzia Davava Mar Aleph says, correct. That's the way Kol Da'olam Gavar works. Kol Da'olam Gavar means whoever's the Olam is going to get it. And if Ruvain's the Olam today, it's Ruvain's. And if Shimon's going to be the Olam tomorrow, it's going to be Shimon's. And then if Ruvain's going to be the Olam the third day, it's going to end up being Ruvain's again. Kol Da'olam Gavar means whoever's the Olam at that given moment, he's the one that gets it. But the Rosh is Chaylik. The Rosh says that it can't be that way. The Rosh is right here in Chesk Sabatim. It's Simin Chav Beis. The Rosh says as follows. Hai Kol Da'olam Gavar Dinohu. The Chol Misha Gavar Yodoi Bepam Rishoyna Hu Shaloi Ad Sheyavi Chaveroi Raya. V'chol Zman Shaloi Yavi Raya Af Im Tigbar Yodoi Loi Shnafkino Lei Lafuke Mine. The Loi Mestaber says the Rosh Sheyiskinu Chachomim Sheyiu Kol Yemei B'merivu U'machloikes Hayoim Yigover Zeh U'macha Chaveroi El Chachomim Posku Kol Da'olim Bepam Hazoyis Gavar. The Samchu al Zeh, the Svara underlining was, the Chol Mishadin Imoy, Karav Lahavi Rayas. Whoever's the rightful owner, he's probably the one that's going to come up the best Rayas. V'oi Mishadin Imoy, Yimsoy Nafshoy Lahamid Shalay Biyadai. And he's the one that's going to put up the better fight. Mimashi Yimsoy Ra'acha Ligzal. V'oi Yoy Mabetza Shemsoy Nafshi, V'ayoy Maylamacha Yavi Ray, V'yitzien Miyadi. And also, there's always a Svara that the person that's in the wrong is going to feel like, what am I making myself crazy for? I know I'm going to end up being proved to be a fraud, and as a result, I'm not going to try as hard. In other words, the Rosh, very, very mefurish, is chaluk with this Tosfos. The Rosh says, Kol Da'olam Gavar means whoever's owned the first time, he's the one that's going to get it. And he says, for two reasons. Number one, in Svara, it doesn't make sense that they should be Kol Yemeyeh b'machloikis u'b'meriva. But he says, besides, there's a major leak Svara that underpins Kol Da'olam Gavar. Kol Da'olam Gavar is that we assume, we have faith in the system, that whoever is the Olam, he's the one that ultimately is going to end up with it. It's a svar, he's going to try harder, he's going to be more moise nefesh, he's going to be more incentivized because he knows that he's the right one. It's similar to the pikchis of Shlomo HaMelech when he said, cut the baby in half. Because he knew that when he was going to say that, the rightful owner was going to emerge. Kol Da'olam Gavar is like Bezdin's way of having the rightful over emerge. The bottom line is, this is the big machlokes rishonim of Kol Da'olam Gavar. Shitas Tosfos is that Kol Da'olam Gavar means whoever's the Olam on that day, he wins it. And it can go back and forth, and yeah, they could be Kol Yemei B'Rivim machlokes. The Rosh is Chaylik. The Rosh holds it's not that way. The way the Shivas explain the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh is, how do you understand the psak of Kol Da'olam Gavar? Is Kol Da'olam Gavar a psak din? Or is Kol Da'olam Gavar Bezdin recusing themselves? And Bezdin saying, we're not getting involved. Meaning, is Kol Da'olam Gavar a vehicle that Bezdin has, a form of a dim, a form of a psak, when there's a safek? There's Yachloiku, there's Shuda Dedaini, there's Yehemun Chachiyov Eliyo, there's Zeklau Godo Bedin, Hamoitse Mechavei Olavaraya, there's Nishba V'noito, there's also something called Kol Da'olam Gavar. It's a form of a psak. Or is Kol Da'olam Gavar, we're not getting involved. You figure it out. If Kol Da'olam Gavar is a psak din, then it makes sense that the way it should work is whoever's the olam today, so he's going to get it. In fact, the Rosh said that. The Rosh prefaces his whole shtickle Torah by saying those words. Hai Kol Da'olam Gavar dinahu. It's a din. And the Rosh explains the methodology behind the din. It's actually a very geshmaka, logical, rational thing. If, however, Kol Da'olam Gavar is not a din, we're just walking away from it. Okay, so walking away from it, then there's no din. What are we saying? It's the Wild West. It's the Wild West. Okay, so kill each other. So today you're Gavar, tomorrow you're Gavar. Whoever's Gavar on that day, he's the one that's going to get it. Abizok, Rebbe Chanan, Zeyu Pashat, that this Rashbam, who explained the Gemara, and as a result, Bezdin doesn't want to say Yachloiku and Shudah Dadaini. Rather, what are they going to say? Let's not issue a psak, because if we issue a psak, we're concerned and we're afraid that we're going to be proven later that we got it wrong. That's all good if you hold that the Rashbam held that Kol Dolam Gavar is Nitkaim Psak. The way the Lomdim understand Shitas Toisvis and Bava Metziah Tavava Meralef. If, however, the way you understand Kol Dolam Gavar is Gufa as a Psak, so if Kol Dolam Gavar is a Psak, it's no different than Yachloiku and Shudah Dadaini. So if that's the case, what's the difference? Hossam Lekala Mekam Alada Milsa, Hachi Ikala Mekam Alada Milsa. At the end of the day, if this is a Psak, so it's a psak. So the Rashbam says Rabbi Chanan is Pashid. He learned Kol Dolam Gavar the way Tosfos and Bava Metziah learned Kol Dolam Gavar. Not the way the Rosh learns Kol Dolam Gavar, but the way Rabbi Chanan cheshbens is, so you have to know how the Rosh would learn the Gemara. Because I don't think, says Rabbi Chanan, the Rosh could learn the Gemara the way the Rashbam learned the Gemara. Because the Rashbam's Havana in Pashid Pshan in our Gemara is really predicated on a Shitas Tosfos that he has a right to hold of. The Rashbam was one of the Bali Tosfos, but Rosh clearly didn't hold of that Tosfos. And if the Rosh didn't hold of that Tosfos, Tzarech Biur, how exactly would the Rosh learn Pashup Shan in the Gemara? What's the difference between Hossam, Lekala Mekam Alada Milsa, Hachal, Ikala Mekam Alada Milsa? There's another Pshat in this Gemara that needs to emerge in light of the Chakira Hayadua of how you understand Kol Dolam Gavar. Just one other neufich as it relates to this discussion is the Chassam Sofer says that it would be very geschmack to say that the whole yesterday's part of Kol Dolam Gavar was a shaila. What would be if one of the two chevra went over to Bezdin and said, do me a favor, will you please hold on to this? Adamaisina Sadi, right? I have Adam, I gotta go bring them, I have to fetch them in the interim. Would you please hold on to it? And the Gemara said, it was a machlokes amayram, tafsinan, aloy tafsinan, and really, what's a talian? It's talian, once that toifis, mafkinan or loy mafkinan. So says the Chassam Sofer, what's that shaila talian? Yesterday's part of the sugya. If Bezdin chapton, would they be mafkinon or would they be loy mafkin? Right, the Gemara said, Hilchas aloy tafsinon, the hechad the toughest loy mafkin. What's that talian? So the Chassam Sofer says, poshet, the simplest way to explain it would be with this machlokes rishonim. Really, these two tzadim, this groysa chakira, and how you understand Kol Dolam Gavar. If Kol Dolam Gavar is a psak, so just because they were tafsinon, why would they be loy mafkinon? There's a very good eitz over here. Let these two chevra figure it out. This is Chochma Shloima. And like this, the Olam is going to end up being the right one, probably. And there's a good way to go about this. Why would they be like Mafkinon? If, however, the way Kol Dolam Gavar works is it's just the Wild West, and Bezdin is really walking away and they're telling them to kill each other. Okay, so if Bezdin doesn't have it yet, so Bezdin can maybe say Kol Dolam Gavar. Once Bezdin chaps it, now they want to go ahead and they want to let these two people kill each other. That's zichah, not something that you would be allowed to do. So the Chassam Sofer says that this chakira hayadua, in terms of how you understand Kol Dolam Gavar at first glance, would seem to be the havana in the two tzadim of the Gemara, whether mafkina or loy mafkina. Regardless, when you learn Kol Dolam Gavar, this is the chakira you have to know. Is Kol Dolam Gavar a psak, or is Kol Dolam Gavar, to the contrary, Bezdin says, we're not getting involved, we're not engaging. At first glance, it would seem to be machlokes rishonim, Tosfos in the sugya of Tokfu Koyin, and the Rosh here in Cheskes Habatim. The way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, the whole Teretz, and really the whole Lamed Hei Hamed Halef, is predicated on the fact that Kol Dolam Gavar is not a psak, and the Chassam Sofer said that it could be the Machlekes HaMayroin on Daf Lamed Dalu Lamed Beis, whether E Tofas Mafkinan or Loi Mafkinan, is also totally in this Grois Secha Akira. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. Cheskas Habatim, V'Aboyrus, V'Ashichin, V'Amoris, etc., etc. So what's the Halacha? Cheskoson, Shalosh Shonim, Miyoim Liyoim V'chulo. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, my boss, Bahayara, he says, what do you mean? I bought this property from you. You have a shtar? I had a shtar. I lost my shtar. So what's the Halacha? If he's been there 3 years, Miyoim Liyoim, the Halacha is he keeps it. If he was there for less than 3 years, he doesn't keep it. What does 3 years do? 3 years is an anansahadi that it belongs to him, and as a result, he's going to be the rightful owner. The basic halacha, the very, very first din in Perichescus Abatim. Amar Rab Abba. So Rab Abba said, "I dali le iu gufe tzana de peri la alta havi chazaka." Although ordinarily, in order to have a chazaka, you have to be there for 3 years. But in the event that the ma'arer, the marakama, would have gone into the field where the machzik is, and he would have helped him work a little bit. He would take a tzana de peri, he would take a basket of peris, and he would put it on the plates, on the shoulder of the machzik, to help him do his work. Then, la'alter havi chazaka, the machzik doesn't have to be there for 3 years, but he immediately is going to have a chazaka. What's the reason? The reason is because if you're helping this person out, by definition, you're being moida that it belongs to him. If this is your field and you're really a ma'arer in this picture, so then why all of a sudden are you some do-gooder and you're helping him work in the field? No normal person would do that. So from the fact that you're going ahead and you're helping him, that's the biggest raya in the world, that really it belongs to the machzik. And if that's the case, the alta havi chazaka, it's going to be a chazaka right away. Amar Rav Zvid, stating that Rav Zvid said, v'imtan v'amal l'peiris eradativ nem. What would be if the ma'arer went and he was dali le'iyu gufet sana the period. But then he said, I want you to know that really it's not his, but he's an artist. He's working for me on my field, and Lepera is an additive. I have a contract with him. I have some deal, some agreement with him where he works my field. So then the halacha is he'd be believed. So as much as idoli le'iyu gufa tzana de peri la'alti have a chazaka, but he could follow that up with a koyach ha'taina of Lepera is an additive, and if he ever came to Bezdin and he tainted that would knock out the la'alti have a chazaka. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili b'toich shalash. This, that you could say Lepera is an additive, that works toich shalash, meaning, in the event that the machzik hasn't been there for 3 years, stating that we want to give the property to the machzik based on the fact that the ma'arer was doli le'iyu gufei tzana de peri. So if he tainis leperis, a radative is going to be believed. But what would be if the machzik has already been there for 3 years? And based on that, he has a good old-fashioned cheskas gimel shanim. And you now come and you taina leperis eradative. Over there already, you're not going to be believed. So you're believed to say leperis eradative to knock out the doli le'iyu gufit sign of the peri, which is the alti abe chazak, but you're not nema to say leperis eradative to knock out a proper cheskas gimel shanim. Only Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, I understand. If that's true, then I leperi achse may havale lemeva. Right? Let's say someone really has an oris. An oris was very, very common, right? The end of Bava Metzia dealt with Perek HaMekabo, right? All these different halachas related to an oris. So what happens if somebody really has an oris? That person's going to end up having a cheskas gimel shanim, right? Because he's going to be living there for 3 years. You're going to come and you're going to say leperis eradative, a real taina, because that's really what happened. If you're not going to be believed to say leperis eradative, then every oris like shofkes chaya, like how are you supposed to go about life? Meaning, I lepera achse, if this machzik really is an oris, then my havale lemevad. What is the balakarka supposed to do? You have to protect his rights a little bit. Amaleis, Rav Kana told Rav Ashi, what do you mean? What the ma'arer was supposed to do is the ma'arer was supposed to be moicha. If you have an oris, you better make sure you're moicha. Because if you're going to let this guy live there for 3 years, and you're never going to be moicha by saying what? Leperis eradative, then you're going to end up losing it. Right. Just like in your classic Cheskes Abatim, what's the Marakama supposed to do? Supposed to be moicha? Say what? Shalavoisai? If you have an oris, you're supposed to be moicha, and you're supposed to say Leperis eradative. And Rav Kahana said, I'll prove it to you. If you're going to tell me that that's not the case, Hani Mashkanta Desura, your classic Mashkanta Desura. So again, what's a Mashkanta Desura? We just talked about it the other day. It's where there's a malva and there's a loiva, and the loiva gives the malva a piece of property as a mashkanta, and the terms of the mashkanta is that the malva is allowed to eat the peiris, regardless of how much peiris it produces, a certain amount of the loan gets reduced every single year. It's not a ribis problem, because the malva is assuming a lot of risk. But the point is, in a mashkanta de surah, the malva ends up living in the loiva's field for a very, very long time. And the truth is, the Mashkanta Desura was instituted by the rabbis. And if you look at a contract of a Mashkanta Desura, the Kasabu, this is what it says. The Mishlim Shnei Ilein, at the end of the term of the Mashkanta Desura, let's say it's 10 years, Tepik Ara Double Kesef. What's going to happen is, the Ara is going to go back to the Loiva, Beloy kasef, not going to have to pay for it, and the loan is going to be considered paid off. Now, sned Rav Kana to Rav Ashi, yikovashli l'shtar mashkanta gabei. What happens if the Malva decides that he wants to hide the shtar mashkanta? The Omar, then after 10 years, he's going to say, l'kuchi hi biyadi. Achinami de Mehemen? I mean, based on your methodology, it sounds like he's going to be believed. And if the loiva is going to want to counter and say, no, you had it as a mashkanta, the suri is not going to be able to. Why would the Rabbanan make a takana that can lead to something like this? I mean, the Rabbanan made the takana mashkanta the suri. What were they thinking when they made it? What, they're setting up for this guy who has taivis moment to walk off at somebody else's field? What's the teretz? Why is there no problem every mashkanta the sura that the malva is going to end up saying the kuchi biyad? Because at the end of the day, if it's not true what the malva is saying when he says the kuchi biyadi, then the loiva should have been meicha. Meaning, you have to know cheskes abatim if you want to make it through life. If you are going to borrow money and you're going to give somebody a mashkanta the sura, so you have to know to be meicha. Hachinami boileilam chuye. So too over here, as it relates to a situation where somebody has an aris, he can't taina after 3 years leperis or additive. My havalei lemevad, you should have been moich after the first year, after the second year. Right, every year you should go and stand and pick it, and you should make a kol kaira. You should be moisim moida, and you should say, I want you to know this person is working my field. I don't want him to have a cheskes gimel shonim. I want to be moich. So Rav Ashi heard Reb Zvid, who said that he dolu le iu gufat taina the peri lati have a chazaka but leperis or additive neman. Said Rav Ashi, if that's the case, you ketaina leperos hayradative, then what? Isn't that something that on some level is going to debunk the whole cheskas gimel shanim? And the Gemara sorted out, and the Gemara said that no, the peros hayradative is only going to be a taina as it relates to but as it relates to Cheskas Kimel Shonim, not I, my Havalei Lemevat, the Teretz is, Iboilei Lemchuye. Again, this is Cheskas Abatim 101. A lot of what we've learned in the first week of Cheskas Abatim was knowing this Gemara already, but the point is that the whole setup of Cheskas Abatim is that if you wanted to be Moicha, you should have been Moicha.